Kinyan Lamed Dalet of the Memches Devarim Sha'atayrad Niknes Bahem. The 34th kin is Mitzrachek Menakavir, staying away from honor. And there are really two parts to this idea of staying away from honor. B'chaim V'lozhener, on the Mishnah, Mesechtes Avis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah of Ezeo Chacham, Haloy Min Mikol Adam, who's a wise person, somebody who makes it his business to learn from all people. So Reb Chaim Lozhiner writes, besides for the fact that he should be careful, that in his heart he shouldn't feel haughty, he shouldn't feel superior from others, because that's definitely not a way to acquire chachma. And his lashon is kimi zeh pesi uksil sheyachshev shebegad lusoy vegav husoy chakim yiskari. Who's the fool that thinks that it's his own gadlus, it's his own kishrin that he got on his own? Everything comes from Hashem. So that a person has to be very careful that he shouldn't have those feelings of superiority. Not only that, the person has to be careful that people should not be treating him with kavod. He says, even if a person in his own lev, in his own heart, is a shval ruach and he has a lev nishbar, but if people are always constantly giving him honor all the time, he says that's a minia gedoyla l'hasaga sachachma v'avoda. It's a tremendous impediment in a person reaching where he wants to go in his chachma and his avoda. Because he says, someone who's mechubir bein abriyos, behechrich yesh loy tirdus aminiyus. Someone who's always in a situation where he's getting honored is always going to have things that are going to hold him back from getting where he wants to go. And we find tremendous tzaddikim and gedolim, they're always running away from kavod, because kavod inherently brings with it all kinds of tirdus aminiyus, like Reb Chaim V'lozhiner says. And if you take a look in the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnah of Misrachik Min HaKavod, he says that even if a person is, going back on the previous Midas, he's a Oyeves HaMakayim, and he's a Oyeves HaBriyas, and he's a Oyeves HaTzadokah, it's all the Oyeves, and someone like that is Roy to have Kavod, still, it's not enough that he shouldn't be Roy Def Acher HaKavod. Even if people want to honor him, he should be Machik himself. Mitzatznius, he says, when a person realizes, and he's self-aware of his own Chesreinus, then he'll automatically always have a lev nishbar. And thereby, his lev will be a lev nishbar, he'll be a shval ruach, both from the inside and from the outside. Now, if you take a look in the Medrash Shmuel, the Medrash Shmuel says a few different ideas from Misrachik Min HaKavod. He says that a person doesn't learn in order that he should be called a Rebbe or a Chacham, and people should be mechabed him. He only learns because of his Avas Hashem. Also, if he's walking down the street, and he's a person that he knows that if he walks by the people that are sitting there, they're going to stand up for him, and they're going to mechabed him, he should try, if it's possible, not to walk past them. Because again, like we said before, a person should be marchik min hakavod, and through that, he'll be zeichet to Torah. He says one more thing. It's perhaps a remez that a person who's marchik, who stays away from kavod, he says it's a pesach gadol, a tremendous opening for limud Torah. Why? Because there are times that a person can be a zaken, he's an older person, he's a zaken shalakana chachma, he didn't acquire wisdom yet, and because of the way he feels about himself, because of the cover that he needs, he won't be able to lower himself to go learn from somebody who's younger than him, and perhaps wiser than him, and knows more Torah than him. But if a person is misrachik min hakavod, all opportunities he has to learn Torah from anybody, no matter who it is, he'll go grab that opportunity to learn Torah. Although the Mishnah already said the Midah of Anava, so one may be thinking, what are we adding with the Midah of Misrachik Min HaKavod? So I saw, based on the Medrash Shmuel, who says that there are two levels to all these Midahs. The first level are Midahs that allow a person to taste Torah, to become a Ben Torah. And then after a person already has a connection to Torah, there's another Madrega. Now that person has to make sure that he stays with that connection to Torah, and he grows that connection to Torah, and he harvests that connection to Torah, and he doesn't let it go away. So even though a person can be an anav, that allows him to get connected to Torah. But once he's a person who's a gadol b'Torah, and like we mentioned, he may be walking down the street that people are going to stand up for him, there's a special opportunity for him to be misrachik min hakavod, a special midah, to hold on to his Torah, so he doesn't get those minyas and those tirdas, those impediments that may hold him back from growing in Torah and reaching even higher levels. Have a wonderful day.